Hello, Saints from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is Micah from the two LDS Archives. And today we have a very unique paper put together in a very unique way, a way that I've never done before in any of my other papers, a way that probably very few will actually appreciate the difficulty level of putting this together in the poetic fashion that I did. This is my testimony. Brothers and sisters, I did not come onto the YouTube landscape, this barren, unfruitful, disgusting, repulsive landscape, to preach the gospel of God among heathens, among wolves in sheep's clothing, among the very worst of God's children. For that is what wolves in sheep's clothing are. They are the worst of God's children, for they are those who don the feigned mantle of the righteous so that they may deceive the very elect. These are they who were not successful in anything in life, and therefore they had to steal the light of Christ and sell it or set it up to make themselves successful. These are they who continue to wear the mantle of past callings that they've had in this life, continue to use that light that was given to them as a way to make themselves feel like they have had success in life, to make themselves feel like that they themselves are a light and are special and draw all men unto them. Brothers and sisters, I am not that. I am not a light. Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of God, is our light, and I hold up his light. I did not come into this landscape for subscriptions, for likes, for approval, for people to care about my opinion. Nay, I came onto this landscape because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, told me to come onto this landscape and preach repentance and to preach the doctrine of Christ. He told me what I need to study and does every day. This is within my purview. As a disciple of Jesus Christ and as a recipient of the gift of the Holy Ghost, I can receive the revelation from the Lord on what I need to study, what I need to do, and what I am required to do. And that is why I have put forth what I have put forth. And because I continue to be slandered by wolves in sheep's clothing, by the worst of Heavenly Father's children, those that have as their aim to hurt the little ones, yea, of such it will be better that it were that they were never born. Because I continue to be slandered, I know that the best thing that I can do is to share with this barren landscape, to share with this wilderness, this unfruitful field, which is YouTube, to share with you my testimony. As always, as I've said, you can go over to my family blog and you can download these papers totally for free, ad free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can go over there and read it over there. My testimony. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, I know that as I abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, and I know that as I have my conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against me as evildoers, I know that the elect may by my good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. I know that the Book of Mormon was and is the most correct of any book on earth, and the keystone of our religion. And I know that a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. I have sometimes spoken too harshly from the impulse of the moment, and inasmuch as I have wounded your feelings, brethren, I ask your forgiveness. For I love you and will hold you up with all my heart and all righteousness before the Lord and before all men. For be assured, brethren, I am willing to stem the torrent of all opposition in storms and in tempests, in thunders and in lightnings, by sea and by land, in the wilderness or among false brethren or mobs or wherever God in his providence may call us. And I am determined that neither heights nor depths, principalities nor powers, things present or things to come, or any other creature shall separate me from you. And I will now covenant with you before God that I will not listen to or credit any derogatory report against you, any of you, nor condemn you upon any testimony beneath the heavens, short of that testimony which is infallible, until I can see you face to face and know of a surety. And I do place unremitted confidence in your word, for I believe you to be men of truth, and I ask the same of you. When I tell you anything, that you place equal confidence in my word, for I will not tell you I know anything that I do not know. For though I preach the gospel, I know I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel, for I know if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. I know I have been with the rest, and I expect I have been covetous like them, and probably I am now. But if I am, I wish somebody would tell me wherein, for I know that there is nothing more dangerous than when a student turns his or her love and attention to the teacher, the same way a convert sometimes does to a missionary rather than to the Lord. And then if the teacher or missionary leaves or conducts his life contrary to the teachings of the gospel, the student is devastated, his testimony falters, his faith is destroyed. I know that the really great teacher is careful to have the students turn themselves to the Lord. And I know that it is generally in consequence of the brethren disregarding or disobeying counsel that they become dissatisfied and murmur. And many, when they listen to me teach, become dissatisfied with the conduct of myself, because everything was not done perfectly right. And they get angry. And thus I know the devil gets advantage over them to destroy them. I tell them I am but a man, and they must not expect me to be perfect. If they expected perfection from me, I should expect it from them. But if they would bear with my infirmities and the infirmities of the brethren, I would likewise bear with their infirmities. I know that pride is a very misunderstood sin, and many are sinning in ignorance. I know that most of you think of pride as self-centeredness, conceit, boastfulness, arrogance, or haughtiness. I know, however, the heart or core is still missing from your faults. Definitions, for I know the central feature of pride is enmity towards God. Enmity means hatred towards, hostility to, or a state of opposition. It is the power by which Satan wishes to reign over us. Pride is essentially competitive in nature. We pit our will against God's. When we direct our pride towards God, it is in the spirit of my will and not thine be done. As Paul said, they seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. I know that pride is our will in competition to God's will, allows desires, appetites, and passions to go unbridled. I know that the proud cannot accept the authority of God giving direction to their lives. I know they pit their perceptions of truth against God's great knowledge, their abilities versus God's priesthood power, their accomplishments against his mighty works. I know that our enmity towards God takes on many labels, such as rebellion, hard-heartedness, stiff-neckedness, unrepentant, puffed up, easily offended, and sign-seekers. I know that the proud wish God would agree with them. They aren't interested in changing their opinions to agree with God's. I know that I do not boast in my own strength, nor in my own wisdom. But behold, My joy is full, yea, my heart is brim with joy, and I will rejoice in my God. Yea, I know that I am nothing. As to my strength, I am weak. Therefore, I will not boast of myself, but I will boast of my God. For in his strength, I know I can do all things. Yea, behold, many mighty miracles I have wrought in this land, for which I will praise his name forever. Therefore, let us glory. Yea, we will glory in the Lord. Yea, we will rejoice, for our joy is full. Yea, we will praise our God forever. Behold, who can glory too much in the Lord? Yea, who can say too much of his great power and of his mercy and of his long suffering towards the children of men? Behold, I say unto you, I cannot say the smallest part which I feel. Now, have we not reason to rejoice? Yea, I say unto you, I know there were never a people that had so great reason to rejoice as we since the world began. Yea, and my joy is carried away even unto boasting in my God, for I know he has all power, all wisdom, and all understanding. He comprehendeth all things, and he is a merciful being, even unto salvation to those who will repent and believe on his name. Now, if this is boasting, even so will I boast. For this is my life and my light, my joy and my salvation and my redemption from everlasting woe. Yea, blessed is the name of my God, who has been mindful of this people, who are a branch of the tree of Israel, and has been lost from its body in a strange land. Yea, I say, blessed be the name of my God, who has been mindful of us, wanderers in a strange land. I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, I know it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For I know we preach not of ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For I know God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But I also know we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I know we are troubled on every side, yet I know we are not distressed. I know we are perplexed, but yet I know we are not in despair. I know we be persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. For I know better is a little righteousness than great revenues without right. I know righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. I labor, working with my own hands, being reviled. I bless. Being persecuted, I suffer it. Being defamed, I entreat. I know we are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For I know, blessed are ye when my men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for the Lord's sake. For the Lord said of such, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Suppose ye that the Lord came to give peace on the earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. For I know that from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat. and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right, when thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate? As thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. I am not at all astonished. At what has happened to the saints, neither what has happened to Zion. And I could tell you all the whys and wherefores of all these calamities, but alas, I know it is in vain to warn and give precepts, for all men are naturally disposed to walk in their own paths as they are pointed out by their own fingers, and are not willing to consider and walk in the paths which is pointed out by another, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Although he should be an unerring director, and the Lord his God sent him, they are blind, and they lead the blind, and they fall into the ditch together. They build with hay, wood, and stubble in the old revelations, without the true priesthood or spirit of revelation. If I had time, I would dig into hell, Hades, Sheol, and tell what exists there. For ye have said it is vain to serve God, and what does it profit that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now ye call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness, you set up as lights. Yea, they that tempt God, ye even deliver. O ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto the Lord with their mouth, and honoreth the Lord with their lips, but their heart is far from him. But in vain they do worship him, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, hear and understand. Then came them which say to me, knowest thou that the saints were offended? After they heard this saying, to which I declare, every plant which our heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. But I know that he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites! For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft! For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which saith, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind! For whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whoso sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind! For whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whosoever shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgments, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites. For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within you are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so, ye are also outwardly appearing righteous before men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, LDS YouTubers and practitioners of priestcraft, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if I had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, the Lord send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. And some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your comment sections and persecute them from city to city and video to video, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would the Lord have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For upon the Lord's house shall it begin, and from his house shall it go forth, saith the Lord. First among those among you, saith the Lord, who have professed to know my name, and have not known me, and have blasphemed against me in the midst of my house, saith the Lord. For I know the time speedily shall come that all churches which are built up to get gain, and all those who are built up to get power over the flesh, and those who are built up to become popular in the eyes of the world, and those who seek the lusts of the flesh and the things of the world, and to do all manner of iniquity, yea, and fine, I know that all those who belong to the kingdom of the devil are they who need fear and tremble and quake. They are those who must be brought low in the dust. They are those who must be consumed as stubble. And this is according to the words of the prophets. Turn, all ye Gentiles, from your wicked ways and repent of your evil doings, of your lyings and deceivings, and of your whoredoms, and of your secret abominations, and of your idolatries, and of your murders, and of your priestcrafts, and your envyings, and your strifes, and from all your wickedness and abominations, and come unto the Lord, and be baptized in his name, that ye may receive a remission of your sins, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, that ye may be numbered with his people, who are of the house of Israel. For I know it shall come to pass that all lyings and deceivings and envyings and strifes and priestcrafts and whoredoms shall be done away. Behold, my brethren, he that prophesieth, let him prophesy to the understanding of men. For I know that the Spirit speaketh the truth and lieth not. Wherefore I know it speaketh of things as they really are, and of things as they really will be. Wherefore I know these things are manifest unto us plainly, for the salvation of our souls. But behold, I know we are not witnesses alone in these things, for God also spake unto them, spake unto prophets of old. But behold, the Jews were stiff-necked people, and they despised the words of plainness, and killed the prophets, and sought for things that they could not understand. Wherefore, because of their blindness, which blindness came by looking beyond the mark, they must needs fall. For God hath taken away his plainness from them, and delivered unto them many things which they cannot understand, because they desired it, and because they desired it, God hath done it, that they may stumble. I know if we will obey the Lord's voice indeed and keep his covenant, then we shall be a peculiar treasure unto him above all people, for all the earth is his. And now behold, my beloved brethren, I suppose that ye ponder somewhat in your hearts concerning that which ye should do after ye have entered in by the way. But behold, why do ye ponder these things in your hearts? Do ye not remember that I said unto you that after you received the Holy Ghost, you could speak by the with the tongue of angels? And now how could ye speak with the tongue of angels, save it were by the Holy Ghost? I know angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I know they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ. For behold, I know the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. Wherefore, now, after I've spoken these words, if ye cannot understand them, I know it will be because ye ask not, neither do you knock. Wherefore, ye are not brought into the light, but must perish in the dark. For behold, again, I say unto you that I know if ye will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, I know it will show unto you all things what ye should do. Behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and I know there will be no more doctrine given until after he shall manifest himself unto you in the flesh. And when he shall manifest himself unto you in the flesh, the things which he shall say unto you shall ye observe to do. And now I cannot say more. The Spirit stoppeth mine utterance, and I am left to mourn because of the unbelief and the wickedness and the ignorance and the stiff-neckedness of men. For I know they will not search knowledge, nor understand great knowledge, when it is given unto them in plainness, even as plain as word can be. For I know the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I know that the scriptures were given even as they are in the Lord's own bosom to the salvation of the Lord's elect. For I know they will hear the Lord's voice and shall see him and shall not be asleep and shall abide the day of his coming. For I know they shall be purified even as he is pure. For I know Jesus Christ, your Lord and your God, has spoken it. I know these words are not of men nor of man, but of him. Wherefore I shall testify they are of him and not of man, for I know it is his voice which speaketh them unto you. For they are given by his Spirit unto you, and by his power we can read them one to another. And I know, save it were by his power, we could not have them. Wherefore I testify that I have heard his voice and know his words. I know that the Father teaches us of the covenant which he hath renewed and confirmed upon us, which is confirmed upon us for our sakes, and not for our sakes only, but for the sakes of the whole world. I know the whole world lieth in sin and groaneth under darkness and under the bondage of sin. And I know by this you may also know they are under the bondage of sin, because they come not unto the Lord. For whoso cometh not unto the Lord is under the bondage of sin. I know whoso receiveth not his voice is not acquainted with his voice, and thus I know is not of the Lord. I know by this you may know the righteous from the wicked, and that the whole world groaneth under sin and darkness even now. I know our minds in times past have been darkened because of unbelief, and because we have treated lightly the things which we have received, which vanity and unbelief, I know, have brought the whole church under condemnation. I know this condemnation resteth upon the children of Zion, even all. I know they shall remain under this condemnation until they repent and remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon and the former commandments which the Lord has given us. not only to say, but to do according to that which the Lord hath written, that they may bring forth fruit meet for their father's kingdom. Otherwise, I know there remaineth a scourge and judgments to be poured out upon the children of Zion. For I know the children of the kingdom shall not pollute the Lord's holy land. Verily I say unto you, nay. Verily, verily I say unto you, who now hear the Lord's words, which are his voice. Blessed are ye inasmuch as ye receive these things. For I know the Lord will forgive you of your sins with this commandment, that you remain steadfast in your minds in solemnity and the spirit of prayer and bearing testimony to all the world of those things which are communicated unto you. I know that we have a right to the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know we have a right to the guidance of the Holy Ghost, but I also know we cannot have that guidance if we willfully refuse to consider the revelations that have been given to us to understand and to guide us in the light and truth of the everlasting gospel. I know that we cannot hope to have that guidance when we refuse to consider these great revelations, which mean so much to us, both temporally and spiritually. Now, if we find ourselves in this condition of unbelief or unwillingness to seek for the light and the knowledge which the Lord has placed within our reach, then I know we are liable or in danger of being deceived by evil spirits, the doctrines of devils, and the teachings of men. And when these false influences are presented before us, I know that we will not have the distinguishing understanding by which we can segregate them and know they are not of the Lord. And so we may become prey unto the ungodly, to the vicious, to the cunning, to the craftiness of men. I know that Zion shall be redeemed in the Lord's own due time. I know that if any man shall seek to build it up himself and seeketh not the Lord's counsel, that he shall have no power. And I know that his folly shall be made manifest. Seek ye and keep all your pledges one with another, and covet not that which is thy brother's. Behold, I know that the Lord will send his messenger, and he shall prepare the way before the Lord. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And I know that the Lord will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruits of our ground, neither shall our vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. All nations shall call us blessed, for we shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I know that we who fear the Lord now speak often one to another, and I know that the Lord has hearkened and heard, and I know that a book of remembrance is being written before him for those that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. I know they shall be his, for the Lord of hosts has spoken in that day when he makes up his jewels. And I know that he will spare us as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then I know Joseph Smith shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. I know that the Lord commandeth that there shall be no priestcrafts, for I know, priestcrafts are that men preach and set themselves up for a light unto the world, that they may get gain and praise of the world. But they seek not the welfare of Zion. Behold, the Lord hath forbidden this thing. Wherefore the Lord hath given a commandment that all men should have charity, which charity is love, and except they should have charity, I know they are nothing. Wherefore I know if they did have charity, they would not suffer the laborer in Zion to perish. For I know the laborer in Zion shall labor for Zion. For if they labor for money, I know they shall perish. Nevertheless, I know this will not put an end to the spreading of priestcrafts throughout the land, for there are many who love the vain things of the world, and they are going forth preaching false doctrines, and this they do for the sake of riches and honor. I know that it is now coming to pass that whosoever does not belong to the church of God is beginning to persecute those who do belong to the church of God and have taken upon them the name of Christ. Yea, I know they do persecute you and afflict you with all manner of words, and this because of your humility, because you are not proud in your own eyes, and because you do impart the word of God one with another without money and without price. I know there are many among you who are proud and who are contending warmly with you, even unto blows. I know this is a cause of much affliction to the church. Yea, it is and will be the cause of much trial with the church, for I know that the hearts of many are hardened, and their names will be blotted out, that they will be remembered no more among the people of God. And I also know many will withdraw themselves from among us. I know this will be a great trial to those that will stand fast in the faith. Nevertheless, I know that you will be steadfast and immovable in keeping the commandments of God, and you will bear with patience the persecution which will be heaped upon you. I know when the priests leave their labor to impart the word of God unto the people, the people also will leave their labors to hear the word of God. I know when the priest has imparted unto them the word of God, they will all return again diligently unto their labors, the priest not esteeming himself above his hearers. For I know the preacher is no better than the hearer, neither is the teacher any better than the learner. And thus we will be all equal, and we shall all labor, every man according to his strength. I know that we will impart of our substance every man according to that which he hath, to the poor and the needy and the sick and the afflicted. And we will not wear costly apparel, yet we will be neat and comely. I know that we will establish the affairs of the church, and thus I know we will begin to have continual peace again, notwithstanding all of our persecutions. I want to say to you, my brethren, that I know the time has come. We are now mixed up in these now peaceful valleys to the extent that it is difficult to tell the face of a saint from the face of an enemy to the people of God. Brethren, look out for the great sieve, for this will be a great sifting time, and many will fall. For I say unto you, there is a test coming, and who will be able to stand? I know that this church has before it many close places through which it must pass before the work of God is crowned with victory. To meet the difficulties that are coming, I know that it will be necessary for us to have knowledge of the truth of this work for ourselves. I know that the difficulties will be of such character that the man or woman who does not possess this personal knowledge or witness will fall. If you have not got the testimony, live right and call upon the Lord and cease not till you obtain it. If you do not, I know that you will not stand. For I know that persecution comes next, and all true Latter-day Saints will be tested to the limit. I know that. Many will apostatize, and others will be still not knowing what to do. Darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the minds of the people. I know that the saints will be put to a test that will try the integrity of the best of them. The pressure will become so great that the more righteous among them will cry unto the Lord day and night until deliverance comes. Then I know the prophet Joseph Smith and others will make their appearance, and those who have remained faithful will be selected to return to Jackson County, Missouri, and take part in the building of that beautiful city, the New Jerusalem. I know that as we pray unto the Lord, that he will give up unto the saints grace, that they might have charity. I know that the Lord will say unto us, if they have charity, it mattereth not unto thee. Thou hast been faithful, wherefore thy garments shall be made clean, and because thou hast seen thy wickedness, thou shalt be made strong, even unto the sitting down in the place which I have prepared in the mansions of my Father. And now behold, I fear lest the scourge shall destroy this people, for they do not repent, and Satan stirreth them up continually to anger one with another. Behold, I am laboring with them continually. And when I speak the word of God with sharpness, they tremble and anger against me. And when I use no sharpness, they harden their hearts against it. Wherefore, I fear lest the Spirit of the Lord has ceased striving with them. For so exceedingly do they anger that it seemeth me that they have no fear of the Lord. And they have lost their love one towards another. And they thirst after blood and revenge continually. And now, my beloved, notwithstanding their hardness, let us labor diligently. For I know if we should cease to labor, we should be brought under condemnation. For I know we have a labor to perform whilst in this tabernacle of clay, that we may conquer the enemy, we may conquer the enemy of all righteousness, and rest our souls in the kingdom of God. And now I, Micah, cannot write all the things which were taught among my people, neither am I mighty in writing like unto speaking. For when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men. But behold, I know there are many that harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit, that it has no place in them. Wherefore they cast many things away which are written, and esteem them as things of naught. But I, Micah, have written what I have written, and I esteemeth it as of great worth, especially unto my people, the house of Israel. For I pray continually for them by day, and my eyes water my pillow by night because of them. And I cry unto my God in faith. And I know that he will hear my cry. I know that the Lord will consecrate my prayers for the gain of my people. And I know the words which I have written in weakness will be made strong unto them. For it persuadeth them to do good. It maketh known unto them of their fathers. And it speaketh of Jesus. And it persuadeth them to believe in him. And to endure to the end, which is life eternal. And it speaketh harshly against sin, according to the plainness of the truth. Wherefore no man will be angry at the words which I have written, save he shall be of the spirit of the devil. I glory in plainness, I glory in truth, I glory in my Jesus. For he hath redeemed my soul from hell. I have charity for my people and great faith in Christ, that I shall meet many souls spotless at his judgment seat. And now, my beloved brethren, and also Jew, and all ye ends of the earth, hearken unto these words and believe in Christ. And if ye believe not in these words, believe in Christ. And if ye shall believe in Christ, ye will believe in these words. For I know they are the words of Christ, and I know he hath given them unto me. And they teach all men that they should do good. And if they are not the words of Christ, judge ye. For Christ will show unto you with power and great glory that they are his words at the last day. And you and I shall stand face to face before his bar. And ye shall know that I have been commanded of him to write these things, notwithstanding my weakness. And I pray the Father in the name of Christ that many of us, if not all, may be saved in his kingdom at that great and last day. And now, my beloved brethren, all those who are of the house of Israel and all ye ends of the earth, I speak unto you as a voice of one crying in the wilderness, until that great day shall come, and you that will not partake of the goodness of God and respect the words of the Jews, and also my words, and the words which shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the Lamb of God, behold, I bid you an everlasting farewell. For I know that these words shall condemn you at the last day. For I know what the Spirit seals on earth shall be brought against you at the judgment bar. For thus has the Lord commanded me, and I must obey. God bless. Godspeed. Keep the faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.